The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
This is All Things Therapy, where we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. And I'm Lisa Tahir, your host.
Hello there. Welcome to All Things Therapy podcast. I am Lisa Tahir, your host. It is Friday, March 17th, 2023. Today's a really special day for me that I want to share with you. It is my 7-year anniversary show. I started All Things Therapy 7 years ago today, and I can tell you I did not intend to record weekly episodes for 7 years, and it's like I'm seeing these years flash before me. Even when I sat and did my first podcast at LA Talk Radio in the studio in Los Angeles, my guest was Dr. Jeffrey Kotler. He is a favorite author of mine. If you're a therapist in the mental health field, I believe his book called On Being a Therapist is a must read. I read it in graduate school. I've reread it several times during my career as a therapist. And what I love about his book is that he writes about therapy from the therapist's perspective, as far as our inner experiences, emotions, the things that we go through as a result of working so closely with other people. And it's really funny and so accurate. He talks about things like a client comes in and they're sick. They have a cold. And it's like, oh, like the communication in my mind is like, oh my God, like, why'd you come in sick like this? Like, you know what? It's not something that we're always putting out there, our innermost reactions to the clients we work with and how, you know, I've caught my clients' colds because of that. And now post-COVID, fortunately, people are so much more mindful and it's expected. If you are sick, we're doing a FaceTime, we're doing a Zoom or a phone session. But pre-COVID, that necessarily wasn't the case. And he just talks about, you know, how we get sad as well when you're going through things that are upsetting and hurtful. I can't tell you how many times I've cried, you know, after a client leaves about just processing some of what they've been going through. So that was my very first episode. Dr. Kotler was such a wonderful guest. I didn't know where podcasting would take me, but I just decided to keep showing up every Thursday. I usually record on Thursdays. Yesterday, my energy didn't feel lined up to do the show. So I thought, let me just do it today. And I feel so much more present and clear and available to be with you and convey what I want to today with you. It's just us. I love doing these solo shows. I really appreciate those of you that like the solo episodes also and sharing that with me. Gina, Mia, Carrie Jo, thank you for letting me know. And I do want to hear from you. I do this to share information, to offer guests and perspectives and information that's inspirational, motivational, and transformational, as well as just get really real with you about things as I go through them. Last April, I did a solo show when my beloved cat Jiggy passed away unexpectedly, and I cried through the episode and shared downloads that I received in those really painful moments about grief and loss and just how we're always connected. There really is no death. And I can feel that now, almost a year later, with Jiggy having made his transition into spirit. I feel him. I know him. I feel my grandparents, both sets, mom and dad's parents who are in spirit, who have transitioned, that as we process grief, I know that we can really feel our deceased loved ones as being here just on the other side of another dimension. And I love wherever I've read and heard it said that death is like closing our eyes in this reality and opening our eyes in another reality, yet we're connected. We're connected through our hearts. We're connected through our minds. And you can feel them, whoever it is, in whatever way they have passed away. If it's through natural causes, if it's through an illness, if it's suicide, if it's just anything, our loved ones are always here. We're always here. And I just really love spending time in meditation, almost said in medication. Meditation is like medication for me. It's like this beautiful place. I put my phone on silent, close my eyes. And I can't say that every day that I sit and meditate, I hit this kind of blissful zone of neutrality, but I try every day to take the time to really just silence my thoughts and just be in this moment and breathe. And if you can do that with me now, wherever you are, if you're driving, come back to this episode later, close your eyes, inhale, gently exhale, release what's coming up on your to-do list today, this weekend, responsibilities, let it go for a moment. Imagining breathing into your own heart space and feeling a sense of calm. Centering on a thought that really makes you happy. And I'd like that thought to be your importance, how important you are. You're so important. Say to yourself, I am so very important. I matter. I make a difference in this world. I'm not here by accident. I'm here for a reason. And I get to choose, and I can change my mind, and everything's going to work out for me. And I ask for guidance. I ask for guidance, and I give thanks and appreciation and gratitude right now. And when you're ready, just come out of that place. Each morning, I do spend time saying thank you. Saying thank you to the universe for my life, for all the things that I have come through and where I am in my life. I give thanks, whatever comes up in the morning for me specifically and in general. And I ask for guidance for this day, for today, for everything that concerns me. I want your guidance, universe. Thank you for giving it to me and laying the path under my feet. And I want to share with you today how podcasting has affected me, how it shaped me and changed me, and transitioning from this meditative space into those awarenesses and insights I've had. I want to introduce you to a new podcast that's come into my life, and they are free. The Women's Meditation Network.com. Hosted by a woman named Katie. Her voice is beautiful and soothing. And this week, I have been starting my days with one of her specific meditations. When you go to womensmeditationnetwork.com, click on podcasts, and there are 11 different types of podcast meditations she offers. I am doing the Women's Morning Meditation. And these are morning meditations, 10 minutes or less, such a good time to start with and to even maintain. I know I can spend 10 minutes in meditation in the morning. It's not too long. It's not too short. Katie's voice is soothing. And these morning meditations are centered upon abundance and wealth and creating more abundance and financial wealth in our lives. And this morning I clicked on the one having to do with removing financial blocks. And sometimes that language I have a little bit of a hard time with, removing blocks, because I really believe we have the awarenesses we're meant to have. I don't necessarily believe and us being blocked by something outside of us. I see it more as these inner beliefs. And that's exactly where Katie went in her meditation. And as I closed my eyes and listened to her words, interestingly enough, the memories that came up during her meditation had to do with when I was in seventh and eighth grade and I was bullied in school. I haven't thought about that in a long time. And I just remembered being in the classroom and these kids, my friends, like picking on me. And I remember feeling so confused, like, why? It didn't make sense. And I just wanted to fit in. And interestingly, a few of those people as adults have sent me Facebook requests recently. And I accepted them, though I haven't necessarily reached out to reconnect. And this morning in Katie's meditation, centered around removing blocks to abundance, that memory came up. And just the belief I made about myself is that, like, I wasn't liked and I didn't know why. And I started to feel really emotional this morning. And I know I released that block around not being liked and not fitting in. And some tears came up, some tears of relief. And I share this, even though it's a bit emotional for me to share with you for sure, and being vulnerable, this is what happens when you meditate, that the topic that you're listening to brings up memories and emotions that it's time to release. It's time for me to let go of that. And I don't know why those kids bullied me. Certainly they were in some pain too. When kids bully, something's going on in their lives, in their home, that they're not feeling good. And so they oppress others. And you know, that's not my job, your job to figure out or diagnose them. It's about healing yourself. And I had a deeply healing experience in Katie's meditation about abundance and releasing those blocks by releasing being bullied and being criticized and, like, you know, letting it go and looking at the life I've created. This podcast has helped me to really be seen and heard in ways that I desire to be seen and heard. And that has been so healing. So if you want to take up this experience with Katie's Women's Meditation Network.com, go to that website. It's totally free. Click on podcasts, and I suggest the morning meditation. Thank you, Katie, for what you offer to us.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
So, I'm a podcaster for the last 7 years. Today is episode 344. Are you fucking kidding me? I did not expect episode one. I was so anxious, yet really excited. And those two emotions are what I realize compose a lot of where you jump in as a hell yes, where you're like, excitement and anxiety are the same coin, just opposite sides, the head and tail. It's the same coin, exactly. And when you feel this excitement and desire and some trepidation and anxiety, but it's like, oh, like, I can't imagine not doing this. And oftentimes what I use to make decisions is thinking, you know, when I'm, and just the visual I've had, when I'm an old lady sitting in my rocking chair, am I going to regret not having done this? And whenever it's a fuck yes, then I do it. And it was like that with podcasting. And if I don't do this, if I don't try this, I'm going to regret that I didn't. And I fell in love with podcasting. It's helped me to grow. The things I've noticed is podcasting has increased my confidence and my commitment to just show up every Thursday. Even if I don't feel like it, even if I don't want to, certainly I've skipped some weeks. I take that time during holidays. I'll skip, say, Thanksgiving, Christmas, give myself a break as needed. But I show up more often than not. 344 episodes in the last 7 years. It really has helped me to know that, like, I've got it. I have got the qualities of determination, of commitment, of showing up no matter how I feel, just being unconditional in my life, with the things important to me, the people important to me, with me being important to me. I've expanded my knowledge base and my awareness with all of these guests. The majority of my shows, the majority of my 344 episodes have guests. I have met new friends, made new connections, learned things I never would have known about had I not become a podcaster. And I get to share these guests and this information with you. And it makes me so happy to inspire you, to bring you information and knowledge that you can use. It's powerful. You shift your thoughts, you change your belief about yourself, your beliefs with an S, and your whole life changes. That's how it happens. You know, we can spin our wheels taking uninspired action that might get us somewhere, but it's not half as powerful as when you take the time to start to think new and different thoughts about yourself and see how that unfolds in your life the rest of this year, the rest of 2023, and to allow time to serve you, allow this journey that you're on to change you, to start to enjoy the journey, the path more than just like, I can't wait for the destination. Because once you get there, there's going to be something else. You know, that's true. We achieve things and then it's like, oh my God, on to the next thing. So to soften and shift that, I'm trying to really enjoy every moment on the way to my desires, really slowing down in my mind, appreciating where I am more and more and more in little and big ways. And I offer that to you. Podcasting has also increased and changed my revenue streams. I have sponsors. I have new products that I'm gifted that then I can buy at a discount and offer to you. It's really changed my life. And besides womensmeditationnetwork.com, which is free for you to try, there are a couple that I can offer you discounts to. One, you've been hearing me talk about Magic Mind. I love you, Magic Mind. I drink this drink. It's a little green shot that I add to my smoothies, often in the morning, with bananas, spinach, vegan protein powder, some vitamin C powder, and homemade cashew milk that I make myself. And Magic Mind, I don't even need to look at notes anymore. It has echinacea, vitamin C, ashwagandha, cordyceps mushrooms, lion's mane mushrooms. Check out what these things do to your body. They optimize your health and prevent illness. And as my listener, they're offering you a huge 56% discount off a monthly subscription or 20% off your single order for the next 10 days. Go to the link in the show notes. If you want to jump on it now, it's magicmind.co. Let me just check that. magicmind.co/LisaT, my name. And the discount code is LisaT. It's in the show note. Magic Mind, I love you. Joe Rogan recently started taking Magic Mind and even was like, this shit's good. Forbes calls Magic Mind the world's first productivity drink. And I want to tell you, I don't share things on my show that I don't really believe in and use because I don't want to waste my money and I don't want you to waste yours. So that's Magic Mind. Additionally, NAD supplementation, I've been studying the last year. NAD is found in every cell of the body. And the brain, the mitochondria are the powerhouse of the cell, not only in the brain, but all over your body. NAD helps cells to really optimally function and be able to process toxins out of our bodies. NAD supplementation has been IV use only, predominantly until now. My sponsor, Nadovim, NADOVIM, is a pill supplement, a capsule of NAD. I take it every day. It helps prevent aging. You can Google that. Harvard doctors, researchers, NAD really helps our cells reproduce new cells and slows down the aging process. I don't believe we have to age and get worse. I believe we can actually maintain gains and even get better. Check out Nadovim. They're giving you 10% off to do a monthly subscription. The link is in the show notes. So in additionally to my confidence increasing, learning so much, for myself personally, offering that to you, good products at a discount for you. Just the summation is podcasting has made me more of who I am. And it's like money. You know, money is not good or evil. Money's arbitrary. Money makes you more of who you are in your heart, in your mind, whatever your core kind of morality is. Money just makes you more of that. And I feel like podcasting, it just made me more of who I am, to speak my voice, my truth. You can take it or leave it. That's on you. I feel good that I'm showing up and sharing what I believe is true and accurate and actually helpful. And I want to inspire you. I want to encourage you. I want to remind you to honor your inner guidance system. If something I say or someone else says just doesn't resonate and you don't know why, it's okay. You don't need to know why. Just keep moving along. We're all different and we're all the same. Meaning we all desire, need, and want, and deserve love, etc., the things you know about. And we're different in that we source love and meaning and purpose and value in different ways. So I'm always pointing you back to your inner guidance, your intuition, and that's more in your heart than your mind. Our minds can talk us in and out of things that can be positive or negative, but it's like your heart space. It's really authentic. And it's about giving yourself permission to honor that inner voice, your yeses, your nos, your maybes. And just your search for meaning and wanting to feel that, to know that. The solution, it's sourced in between your own two ears. And in your own heart, it's within you. God is in you. The universe is in you. Our lives are that outpicturing, truly. And our words and our thoughts and our beliefs are the important creators of that environment emotionally that you live in every day. Your mental atmosphere, the emotions that you're emitting, that's what attracts to you. That's what manifestation is. The emotional environment that you are right now as you're listening to my voice is attracting to you the experiences that you're having. So don't be scared if you're encountering the undesirable. It's a matter of shifting your own emotions about your experience and wanting better. I want better for me. Who do I need to become? How do I need to think that then generates my feelings? That then causes me to act and not act in certain ways, to show up for myself, to pull back for myself, engage, not engage, and see what starts to manifest. We're not the manifestors. That's the universe's job. That's the law of attraction's job. Our work is to be the emotional environment to allow it to be. And that is done in meditation. It's done when you're out in nature, really feeling connected with your loved ones, with your love. It's like in all these moments of our lives to really look for the good feeling thought, the good feeling experience that's there for you. What wants to emerge even from something painful and hard? How do y'all feel? How is this for you? Let me know. Lisa@nolatherapy.com is my website. Please subscribe to this podcast right now. Click subscribe. And if you have not, give a written rating to All Things Therapy. It helps so much. In iTunes, I have 81 reviews. I want to see 2,000. Will you help me get there? Will you help me to reach more people and be shown and shared to a wider audience? That's what reviews do. If you're listening on Amazon or elsewhere, I encourage you to do a written review.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
And star rating. And I'm just going to thank you for that. And I'm going to see it as done. And I'm going to end this time by just thanking you and appreciating you. If I didn't have you as my audience, I wouldn't want to do this podcast. So I really deeply appreciate you for showing up and honoring that within yourself. You show up to listen to All Things Therapy. You show up to listen to yourself in your life. And I just send you all my love. I'll be with you next week. Bye.
And that's a wrap. Thank you. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review All Things Therapy on the platform you're listening from. And let's connect on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at NOLA Therapy, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, reflecting my two favorite cities. And let's keep changing consciousness, one conversation at a time. At LensCrafters, we value expertly tailored eye care, provide state-of-the-art eye exams, offer a wide assortment of designer brands and high-quality lenses. Because everything we do at LensCrafters is for every sight that makes your life special. We offer 50% off lenses with frame purchase, shop in-store and online. Book your annual eye exam now on LensCrafters.com. LensCrafters, because sight. Eye exams are available at the independent doctor of optometry at or next to LensCrafters. Doctors in some states are employed by LensCrafters. Offer valid to April 2nd, 2023. See associate for details.